We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Each year, millions of Americans celebrate summer weekends by cooking on the grill outdoors. And while this summer may be a little bit different because of COVID-19, let's not forget about food safety practices to prevent foodborne illnesses, also known as food poisoning. And joining me now is USDA food expert Crystal Okanta. Thank you very much for joining me today, Crystal. Now, even though COVID-19 has put kind of a damper on large parties this summer, people are still going to be grilling outdoors. How can families avoid foodborne illness?
Well, the great news is the same four steps to food safety that we always recommend following will help keep you and your family from foodborne illness this year. We recommend that you start with clean, and that's especially important right now, making sure you start with clean hands, clean surfaces, wash your hands regularly before and after touching any food, and always make sure that you have access to either running water or hand sanitizer or sanitizing wipes if you won't have access to running water. The second step is to separate. You want to keep your raw meat and poultry products separate from any cooked or ready-to-eat food. So keep your raw chicken wings before they go onto the grill separate from your ready-to-eat potato salads and your cut fruits and vegetables. Then, of course, this is very important when you're grilling. You want to do the cook step properly. And when you're grilling, you probably will see food get brown and dark and have those nice grill lines very early on in the process. But just because you're seeing those signs, it doesn't mean your food is ready to eat. You need to check every piece of food with a food thermometer, make sure it reaches a safe internal temperature. And then last but not least, in the hot summer months, make sure that you chill your foods. Keep your foods on ice in coolers or in the refrigerator or freezer until you're ready to eat. And if you're going to be sitting outside for a while, make sure that your food gets back onto ice or in the refrigerator within 2 hours if it's a standard sunny day. But if it's above 90 degrees Fahrenheit, that time cuts down to only 1 hour.
Hey, now you mentioned using a food thermometer. How should we properly use a food thermometer while we're cooking to avoid undercooking meat and poultry?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first step is knowing how to actually put the food thermometer into your food. And what you want to do is make sure that your probe of the thermometer is reaching the center part, the coldest part. So with a burger or a thin cut of meat, you'll actually want to insert it into the side so that the probe reaches the center and it can read the correct temperature. For thicker cuts of meat, you want to reach for the thickest part. But checking the temperature means actually reaching the correct internal temperature, and that's a little bit different for different foods. So if you're thinking about steaks, pork chops, things like that, you'll want to cook them to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Any of your ground meats, like your burgers and your brats, cook those to 160 degrees Fahrenheit. And then any poultry, so chicken wings, turkey legs, any raw or ground turkey or chicken, cook that to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, very good. Now, speaking of getting foodborne illness, what are some of the symptoms of food poisoning?
Yeah, so I mean, I think these are things that people are familiar with, you know, an unpleasant night in the bathroom, any diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. Those are kind of the traditional signs of foodborne illness. But I think what's important to note is that foodborne illness affects a lot of people. About 48 million Americans will get foodborne illness each year, and it can end up leading to about 3,000 deaths each year. So it is something to keep in mind and follow those four steps of food safety so you can avoid that for your family.
Now, is there any way that people can determine whether it's actually a foodborne illness or if it's just the flu, especially with COVID-19 going around? Could that be mistaken?
Yeah, it's really important just to watch your symptoms. You know, mild cases of foodborne illness, you can probably manage them at home. You know, it may be a couple hours of diarrhea or something like that. Not pleasant, of course, but anything that lasts longer than a few hours, anything that gets really severe, you're going to start worrying about things like dehydration, and you definitely want to make sure to get that checked out with a doctor. It's really important now more than ever to make sure that if symptoms are starting to become severe, you go to the doctor, go to the emergency room, and make sure that you're taking care of your health. Because whether it's a foodborne illness or if it's something else, you want to make sure that everyone is staying healthy.
Okay, now what types of foods are more susceptible to going bad quickly, and how can we prevent that or at least slow down that process?
Yeah, I think that's a common misconception. You know, really any food that's perishable can cause foodborne illness. So even if it's just, you know, a cut up melon or something like that, if it's not kept cold, it could cause foodborne illness. You know, when you're working in your kitchen and you're touching a lot of things, it's important to wash your hands and prevent cross-contamination. But if any bacteria gets on those products, it can make you sick. So really with anything that is cut fruit or vegetables, any of those cold salads like potato salad or coleslaw, any of your raw meat and poultry, those should be kept cold either on ice, in a cooler, or in a refrigerator or freezer to keep them safe. For your hot foods, your grilled meat, all those things that you're going to keep hot, a great way to make sure they stay safe throughout the entire duration of your gathering is to put them on indirect heat on your grill so it keeps them warm enough to stay safe for the duration. You just don't want to be leaving food just out on the table with no heat source if it's hot food or no cold source if it's cold food.
Okay, now I want to talk about canning for a moment. During the summertime, a lot of people like to do their own canning. They like to can their summer fruits and do their own homemade jams. What are the best practices for canning?
Yeah, canning is a really great opportunity to save some of the fresh produce and the opportunities that you have there. Making jams and stuff is great. But it's important to use verified recipes. USDA publishes an entire guide on canning, which can be really helpful to find recipes that make sure that you're preserving your food safely and that they'll last for up to a year once they're actually canned. You don't really want to wing it with canning. It's a science. It is not an art.
Okay, now USDA research has found some very interesting findings recently when it comes down to washing hands during food preparation. Tell us about some of those findings.
Yeah, one of the findings that really shocked us in our observational research when people were just preparing food in a test kitchen is that people rarely actually attempt to wash their hands. And if they do, they rarely do so properly. So we found that, you know, during food preparation, only about a third of people were actually attempting to wash their hands when they should, which is, you know, before you start, after handling any raw meat, poultry, or eggs, all of those important times. And they just weren't doing it very often. But even when they did try, about 99% actually failed to follow the 5 steps of correct hand washing. And I know everyone has heard about those 5 steps a lot because it's one of the best ways to prevent not just foodborne illness, but also a lot of other notable illnesses. So you want to make sure you wet your hands, you apply soap, you lather them for at least 20 seconds of soap and water, and then you rinse them with clean water and dry them. If you follow all 5 of those steps in that order, that'll be the way to protect yourself from illness.
Now, what about food recalls? We get those every once in a while. How do we handle those situations?
Yeah, recalls are a great way to make sure that we're keeping the food safe and letting you know if there's any problems you can be aware of. One way that I like to make sure I'm keeping up to date with all the recalls that are coming out, both from the USDA, but also from the Food and Drug Administration, is to use the USDA app called the Food Keeper. Not only does it have just general food keeper items, like how long you should keep condiments or other things like that in your fridge, but it also has recall notifications. So you can find out if anything has a recall on it. But if you're ever unsure, you can always call us. We have food safety experts available at the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline, and that number is 1-888-674-6854. We're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, except for federal holidays. So if you're looking for the 4th of July and wondering about stuff, feel free to check us out on that app.
Okay, give us that number once again.
Absolutely. It's 1-888-674-6854.
And where can we go to get more answers about food safety?
Now you can find all of your answers to food safety questions at foodsafety.gov. It's a comprehensive site with pretty much anything you can think about. So we hope you can get your answers there.
Okay, and as we start to wrap things up, if there's one particular point you can make about food safety as we are grilling out to this summer, what would that be?
Yeah, definitely make sure that you're following all the guidelines for not only food safety, but also from the CDC about social distancing and face coverings and all of those important tips. But when you're grilling, make sure you're using that food thermometer and keeping your food either hot if it's hot or cold if it's cold.
USDA food safety expert Crystal Ocanta, and we've been talking about food safety practices to prevent foodborne illnesses during the summer when we're, of course, all cooking out. Even though the pandemic is going to kind of limit some of that, we're still going to be doing our outdoor barbecue. So thank you very much, Crystal, for joining me today. Some great information.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.